It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Happy Monday. It's Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out 2.0. And our sponsors every weekday are Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and, of course, at Co-Transmission and Auto Repair. Today, we have our guest, and, of course, you want to call in and ask a question, you're more than welcome to, 702-298-1063. And Doug Schuster is he out of town?
Yeah, he was unavailable today, so okay. He asked me to come
so
on.
So we have the undersheriff.
Ed Trafficante.
Trafficante.
Common spelling.
Okay, good. All right. I'm going to call you Ed.
Yes,
so we have Ed here today, and we were talking, of course, off the air before we sat down, and you were a boating officer, too, in Havasu before you became number two.
That is correct.
Yeah. Boating, of course, during this time of year, is a major concern in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Needles, and Havasu.
Yeah, all the way down the river, even Parker and... Oh, yeah.
People, and, you know, Toby Connor was my guest last Monday, and he said it well. He said, people plan to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
They save their money to come out to the river. You know, and I think back, I'm from California, from Lakewood, and I remember hearing people saying, we're going to the river. What does that mean to me? I didn't know then, but now I do.
Right.
I had a neighbor whose his in-laws lived in Havasu, and he used to say to me, yeah, we got to go to Havasu this weekend. Well, at 25 years old, I'd never been to Havasu. You know, I didn't, okay, that's nice. But people have always wanted a vacation out here. This side of the river that we're sitting on, fairly inexpensive hotels, fairly inexpensive meals, and, of course, the Colorado River.
Yeah.
And people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you just come out and all you have is an easy up. You can sit it up anywhere and have a good time.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the solutions that you've seen that have worked in the Havasu area and that you've had to incorporate?
Well, in the past, when I first started back in 97, I actually went out on patrol in 98, it was chaos on the lake. And it had been worse before I got there, too. The sheriff, then supervisor of the waterways division, it was nonstop. He would check on, and there'd be 10 boat accidents holding.
Oh, my God.
And he'd have to go back to the one that was, he'd have to start with the one that was the worst,
yeah,
and then move his way through. I think back then he just, we got together with San Bernardino, who started building up their forces, and we just got together and said, listen, no more.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to get these, we're going to go after the drunk boaters. And they're not just going to be taken off the water for a little bit, like I was telling you before.
Yeah.
If you get caught operating while intoxicated or even impaired, you're going to get a ride up to Kingman.
Yeah.
And if the San Bernardino's got to get you, they're going to take you over to Needles.
Yeah.
And if the feds get you, they're going to take you up to Flag.
That's right. So. Yes. So the whole thing is, and I mentioned to you that Bullhead PD and the hospital and the fire department and the city of Bullhead started this campaign, Don't Wreck Your Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're trying to promote out there, you know, stay to the right. Just like when you drive your car, remember, boats don't have brakes.
That's right.
And keep distance from everybody. And you do those things, even an inexperienced operator will still have a good time. Now, Bullhead, they've got this video that they produce that everybody who rents has to see this video, and they have to sign an agreement that they've seen the video in an effort to slow down collisions.
Right.
Are they doing anything like that in Havasu?
You know, our boating guys down there right now, headed up by Sergeant Cox, they go out and they promote boating safety, water safety constantly. Right. They go to the schools. They go to the events. They go to the street fairs. They go everywhere to get the word out. And then, of course, they're there to answer any questions anybody has. Our volunteers have been enormously awesome.
Right.
They go out and they do the same thing. They educate boaters. They say, listen, I mean, a lot of people don't even realize, the life jacket laws. They don't know, do I have to have enough on board for everybody?
Yep.
And then they have to be properly sized. Another one, you ask them, let me see your type 4. They go, what? What's a type 4? You know, the seat cushion you float on when you're floating around? Oh, yeah, that. Those are designed to be able to throw into people.
Right.
A few of the drownings that I've dealt with in the past, and then more recently as well, usually happen during wind events when, wind's blowing 10, 15 miles an hour, and somebody's on the boat, then, the operator of the boat wants to jump off and cool off, but doesn't bring a life jacket with them. And, swimming around, and then all of a sudden the wind blows the boat away, but they don't blow away because they're in the water, not on the water.
Right.
We've had some near misses, and unfortunately we have had some drownings because of it.
Yeah. So. Well, and when that boat starts to drift, there's that thing called the propeller.
Oh, yes.
That's going, and it can sure tear up a body.
Yeah, and that unfortunately happened not too long ago. San Bernardino handled that call.
Yeah.
It was very, very tragic.
Now, a year ago you had the big fatality. The head-on.
Yes.
And we're still missing one person, huh?
Unfortunately, that's correct. I'm beside myself because, again, 20 years working waterways, we've always been able to locate.
By now, they should have popped up.
Right.
Do you think back of that movie Overboard where the gal popped up and she didn't know who she was and someone's got her somewhere and she's cleaning house for him?
I remember that movie. Matter of fact, I watched it not too long ago. Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So maybe she's living in somebody's house in Lake Havasu, taking care of his six kids but that's a funny side of it.
I could only pray.
In reality, they get underneath there and they get hung up on something.
Yes.
But this has been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Usually they pop up in a week or so.
Yeah, they usually.
But a year. Wow.
Yeah, and our guys scan the river. The family actually had a private company that actually does that for a living.
Oh, okay.
And they scan the river as well.
And then DPS with the helicopter, they've scanned it.
San Bernardino had a helicopter out. I mean, there were so many. I can't thank San Bernardino enough.
That, right.
The divers and everything else, such a long, ongoing process. They even brought divers out as far from Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Los Angeles County sent some divers to us as well. It was just amazing.
Yeah, and a recovery like that, when you're a diver, you can only see 4 or 5 feet each direction.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah, and so you almost need an army of guys just floating down the river together, going with the current and searching.
Yeah, and that's what's good about the side-scan sonar equipment. Whereas if the water clarity is really bad, the side-scan won't miss something. If it's really cloudy, or especially in that area, all the water coming out of the marsh back there.
Yep.
Back to what I've done. In my first fatal boat accident that I dealt with was in 1999, and I was lead on that one. Uh-huh. It was a double fatal in Devil's Elbow before it was a no wake area.
Okay.
And the water clarity that day was actually really good. Or that morning when we went back out, and I was able to locate one boat, and within a couple hours we had both victims recovered.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah,
but that's tough.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Tough on you to go home to your family. You've worked a fatality, and you probably had to move the bodies yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to worry about evidence when you find them underwater.
That's right.
Take pictures and everything, and you don't want anybody else touching it until you're done.
Right.
And then your detective's barking in your ear, make sure you do this, make sure you do that, and because he wants, or he or she who's going to be the detective assigned to it, they want all the information.
Right. And then the water was running, 4 to 6 miles an hour, and actually when I grabbed onto the boat to sweep underneath the deck of it, the current actually pulled my mask off.
Wow.
So, it was going pretty good.
And that you don't normally see.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, we train for that. You learn that in basic diving class, how to clear it.
But it's a tough day.
Yeah.
And if it happens early in your shift, you got to go back to work.
Yeah.
And you got to go back out there and deal with people.
Yeah, this was, let me see, September. What is that, Memorial Day, right?
Probably, yeah.
Memorial Labor Day. They both run in together to me. But it was the Monday of the holiday at about 6 p.m.
Wow.
And so we had to go up there, sit on the boats all night long. I think I got maybe a couple hours sleep when I got home, and then right back out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a rough day.
Yeah. And you're trying to get the current to go down, and you're calling Davis Dam.
Yeah, at that time we didn't.
Yeah. But now they pretty much do, call Davis Dam and shut down the current. But that can only help a little bit.
Yeah, and the BOR, Bureau of Reclamation, they have to keep a certain schedule on when they let water out and all that. Yeah. So, you know.
You got to get them on the right day at the right time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the right move.
And the right guy to answer the phone. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess it would probably be a little tough for you to say to Lake Havasu, is there something we can do for the rental agencies in Havasu to control the public renting the jet skis? Like I can say in Bullhead, you know, they've got this video that they put together. But would Havasu and the sheriff's office team up and do something like that? Or is that?
I'd be open to it. I don't know about the rental companies. I know they already tell their people that, you know, they go over things. Some of them do have, I believe, a video or you know, a small, you know, let me tell you how it goes out here, I guess you'd say. And, you know, number one on every list, and you really shouldn't have to say it, is don't drink in boat.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
But, you know, unfortunately, you have to beat it into people's heads. It's not good. You know, another thing is, you know, a lot of people, when they come out to Lake Havasu or to the river, they're going to gloss over the entire thing because all they're thinking about is one thing. They want to get out on the water and go.
Yep.
And what that video time? I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know, so... I mean, I understand, but, you know, on the same token, there are rules to the road. Another thing in Havasu, we're not, I mean, yeah, they can go upriver, you know, from the lake.
Right.
But for the most part, it's pretty wide open, you know, whereas here on the river, you get so many skis and there's just a limited amount of space. So it gets
you have a lot
messy.
More room than we do.
That's right.
Yeah. So. We're jealous of that. Well, when they built Havasu, they built it on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And Bullhead, when they built Bullhead, they built it below the dam.
Right.
So I don't know why, but yeah. I guess that's one of the reasons why my house is cheaper, my house is paid for, and things like that, because we live below the dam, not up on it.
Right.
But let us take a break, and we'll come back in just a few moments here. We'll speak with Under Sheriff Ed. We'll be right back.
Seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Thought about a self-defense class? Not for any particular reason, just to feel a bit more confident and strong, just in case. Kingman Force on Force offers self-defense classes to last your lifetime. Empty hand self-defense, edged weapons, firearms training, and Krav Maga. Kingman Force on Force courses can train anyone. Group sessions, women only, children, seniors, people with disabilities. There's no membership. It's affordable. Purchase a single class or the entire course. KingmanForceOnForce.com. That's KingmanForceOnForce.com.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses. During our warmer months, you can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. HerbsHerbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at HerbsHerbs Main Street.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall every weekday from 12 to 1 on KNTR, the voice of the free. And the show every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa on the Riverside Resort, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. Today we're visiting with the Undersheriff of the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, Ed
Trafficante.
Yes. And if you want to call Ed during the show, it's 702-298-1063 if you come up with a question for us. But we've talked a little bit about boating, and what have you seen with all the collisions that you were on for so many years? What was the number one cause of a lot of the collisions that you saw? And there are common rules that people forget when they get on a boat, that you got rules just like when you're driving your car.
That's right. You'd be surprised that, again, back in the day, there was almost always alcohol involved. Whether it was the absolute cause or not, you know, that'd be case by case. Recently, we've seen a lot more inexperienced operators,
right,
and they don't know that, you know, the state law says that when you're operating your watercraft, you will operate in a counterclockwise motion, which means basically stay to the right.
Right.
And when I contact people out there, I try to keep it as light as possible when I was out there. I would say, hey, listen, it's just like driving a car unless you're from England.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get on the right side. It should just feel normal staying to the right.
Yeah.
And then treat it like NASCAR, you know?
Yeah.
Left turns only.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
But, yeah, unfortunately, that is a lot of things. We get head-ons, in broad daylight that normally you just say, "What?
Wow.
Why?" Well, a lot of them is just, you know, they'll mirror each other's movements as they're
right,
one,
yeah,
one will be on the wrong side of the river, and they'll just go back and forth.
And, until they hit, yeah,
and they completely forget that they can slow their boat down.
Yeah,
prior
yeah
to. Also, you know, you get people that they will go out, maybe go up river to Pirate's Cove or wherever,
right,
and don't pay attention to the sun.
Ah.
And then they decide, well, shoot, it's already getting dark. I got plenty of time to get back to Havasu, but that's, you know, hour 2 hour boat
right
ride down. By that
exactly
time, it's pitch black. And then you end up either running aground if you're going too fast, or you just get lost. And then and then they call us. We're somewhere in the river. Well, can you give me a better example? Where were you coming from?
Right.
You know, and we have to try to pinpoint where they're at.
Wow.
And it is really it's really difficult, especially at night. I mean, we have good radar systems on the boats. We can see boats even if they don't have their lights on.
Right.
And then we can pretty much navigate up the river, but very slowly because we still don't go fast.
Exactly.
Because you got to have time to slow down.
Yeah. Now, how many patrol boats do you have in Havasu?
I believe, don't quote me on this, I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that includes our dive command boat.
Okay.
So
then, like on a normal weekend, how many are out there?
Usually about maybe 6 to 8 of them, and
oh,
then
wow
we have some okay just in case because boats break down.
Oh yeah, they break down.
Even our boats,
yeah,
we're not immune.
You got to have backups,
right?
Yep, just like the patrol cars.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you guys going to Ford Explorer? Speaking of patrol cars,
Right now we have mostly Chevy Tahoes,
right?
And Personally, I've never really been brand loyal. Whatever gets the job done and for the least amount of money. As long as it's a quality vehicle, four-wheel drive is necessary for what we do. And 13,500 square miles, and then for our boating guys, being able to tow a boat to, say, Davis Camp in the middle of the night,
right.
Something that can tow. Now they do have a boat truck down there, but. If they need to tow more than one boat to some incident somewhere in the county,
right.
They need to be able to get there and get there safely.
Well, and like you said, you need four-wheel drive because I don't know if the public realizes, but Bullhead City and Kingman and Havasu handle the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
But all the areas in between and 1 inch outside the city limits of each of those cities is yours.
That's correct.
And a lot of that is desert.
Yes, sir.
Except for Kingman. A lot of it's desert, but then in Kingman you also have wilderness.
Yeah, and the Hualapai Mountains. Sometimes you've got to, go off-road somewhere around the...
Yeah,
you're
the only agency with a search and rescue team.
Yeah, that's the sheriff's responsibility is to have search and rescue.
And that team gets used a lot.
Yes, they do.
And because I get all the press releases, and I see, they went and looked for this person, they went and looked for that person, and they're out there quite a bit. They're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. They're headed up by a sergeant and a detective, but they are. I'm in awe of them. They're amazing.
Because they have their own vehicles,
and
radios and outfits. I don't want to say uniforms. Do they wear uniforms?
Yeah, they do. Yep,
kind of a shirt or something.
Yeah, they have. Let's see. It depends on what they're doing, but they have really bright orange shirts.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, and that way, obviously for visibility.
Yeah, most of them are in jeans because they're out there in the bushes looking for somebody.
That's right.
You're not wearing a uniform. You need something rugged that'll stand up.
If I was in there, maybe in the Havasu unit, it'd be flip-flops and board shorts. But
that would work for you, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So, but they do get called out a lot because, like I said, I see all the press releases. And how many people are in that unit, do you know?
Oh, man. I'd say we have at least 100 throughout the entire county.
Maybe if Butch Merriweather is listening, he'll call us and give us a number. 702-298-1063. If you have a question or a thought, everyone's open to ideas, but you can call in if you feel like it. What are you doing now for the lack of personnel? Oh. Isn't that going to be one of the things that keeps you awake at night? You just can't hire enough qualified people?
It is. I mean, it's been worse in the past. I'm very proud to say that we've been doing really good on our recruitment.
Good.
And I believe this next academy coming up in August, we have five going.
Oh, okay.
And,
good.
And then we just got some out of the academy before. We're getting laterals here and there. And, the spots are filling up. And, it's really kind of nice, And the word's out. I was just talking to a friend of mine with the police department yesterday. Word's out. Sheriff's office is a good place to work.
Well, and with the help of the supervisors, they get a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the longest time, even under Sheehan, at the time, the sheriff's office was a training ground for all the police departments.
That's right.
A guy would go to work at the sheriff's office, and once he became a year on the streets or something, leave and go to work for Bullhead City or Havasu and make an extra $5,000 or $6,000 a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And which is frustrating for you guys, but I think finally, I think all the supervisors caught the clue.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't keep being the training ground.
Yeah, you have to. There's a couple things. People don't leave their job for 50 cents an hour or for 25 cents an hour if it's that close.
Right.
Then you have to start looking at management. When it comes to pay, if they're doing $3, $4, sometimes $5 an hour more, well, that's it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of money.
That's a motivator. Yeah. So
it is.
We're very hopeful that our budget will pass and everything. It sounds like it is great. I mean, the Board of Supervisors has been amazing.
Good.
So yeah.
Good.
We're very optimistic.
So you'll get five out of the next academy. Will you then be close to your number that you want? I mean, talk to Doug, the sheriff. He'll tell you that he's like 35 guys short of where they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. We're down, trying to think. We had, he was here then.
Yeah.
But since he started until now, we actually had less slots.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're hoping to fix that, and with the economy getting better,
helps.
And everything else. And then also, you know, people, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about states out west, but, you know, the there's a lot of influx from California.
That, yes, they
you know,
are.
They're moving here, and they want to move out to where they're not in the middle of a city. So they might move out to somewhere remote.
Yeah.
And then, but then, you know, they expect and deserve, you know, the same level of law enforcement.
It's really difficult. I sit on the county transportation commission,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting because people move into Golden Valley, and then they come to the commission and say, can we get a road paved? Why'd you buy property there?
Right.
It's on a dirt road. You know, you knew when you bought it was on a dirt road, and a lot of the people, that's what they want.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And then you get some people that say, why, you know, I bought this property, now I want to pave, like you said, because there's too much dust.
Right. Well, guess what? You should have explored that a little bit before you bought the property.
Right. But no matter where they are in the county, they need help, we're coming.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it might take a little while. We might not have a guy or a girl out there in that area, but you call, we respond.
How hard is it for you to manage the Colorado Strip?
I've got a great group of guys up there.
Yeah?
Yep. They're headed by Lieutenant Nelson and Sergeant Stock. They got some good guys. They know what they're doing up there. They handle their business really well. They work very well with the other agencies surrounding.
Well, you have to, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Sure. And like the Highway Patrol, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the Strip, and you got to work together because you're all each other's backup. And
that's right.
And come help me, even if it's just something minor like a collision or something where you physically need help for domestic violence or something like that. You always got to be able to back each other up.
Right. I'm actually very proud of the relationship that we have with all the surrounding agencies throughout the county and other states.
Good.
You know, other counties. You know, it's the bottom line is, you know, we're all doing the same thing.
Exactly.
So if I need help, I'm going to call you. And likewise, you need help, call me. I'll be there.
Yeah. And I think Chief Williamson in Bullhead City found that out last year when we had a little autistic boy that was missing.
Yeah, God, that's tragic.
I mean, more people showed up, law enforcement agencies and citizens.
Yep.
Citizens. We had 1,000 people in the community that were out looking for this little guy.
That's right.
You know, and all of a sudden you just realize that, wow, when you say, can I get some assistance, it comes rolling in.
Yeah.
And
what a great community. I mean, great, you know.
Well, and you probably go to the same meetings that the sheriff goes to with the other law enforcement chiefs and deputy chiefs and whatnot. So you guys get together, what, once a month?
I think it's with the Sheriff's Association, I want to say it's quarterly. But
right. But that's just sheriffs in the county, in the state. But then isn't there a Mojave County Chiefs and Association? And
If there was, I wasn't invited yet.
Oh, okay. Doug's keeping you out of
No, no. But, no, if we need to have a meeting, but quite honestly, they're just a phone call away anyway.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, I know last year I had David Gonzalez, who at one point in time was a chief in Bullhead City while he was a sergeant for DPS.
Oh.
Yeah, they had terminated a chief. I don't remember who or why or anything like that. But the next morning, the city called DPS and said, hey, we have a problem. We need someone to come in and manage our department while we go out and interview.
Wow.
And so they sent David Gonzalez, who was a sergeant, and now he is the U.S. Marshal for the state of Arizona.
I saw him. Yep.
And
I know exactly who you're talking about.
So you know who I'm talking about. So I had him come up and speak at my Kiwanis Club,
mm-hmm.
and I had called Brian Williamson and the sheriff, Doug, and said, you might want to stop by. You know, this guy's coming to town. So both of them were there.
Yeah.
So the three of them got together a little bit in the corner and chit-chatted and whatnot. And so, you know, when you bring somebody like that into a law enforcement agency, you need to let the sheriff know and let the chief know. And both of them came and enjoyed speaking with David afterwards.
Absolutely. He's a good man.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
And what a position, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, kind of a prestige job, but at the same point in time, He had talked, and I had him on here, he called in, and we did a show maybe a month ago, and he talked about how he has deputies that live in Mexico that work for, you know, his office in Arizona, and how they work to find people that are decide, I'm going to go hide south of the border.
Yeah.
And it's not that easy anymore.
No, and you know, from what I understand, they work well with the locals down there when it comes to fugitives from justice.
Yeah, he said that they work well with people that are hiding, as long as they're not hiding because it was drug-related.
Right.
If it's drug-related, they have to work with the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the locals are like, ooh, we can't touch that, you know.
Yeah.
There's somebody paying me, you know. And so, you know, Mexico still got a ways to go. But, yeah, so they've got four or five people that live down there that work for the marshal's office.
I hope they're not blowing their cover right now.
No, I don't think so. I'm sure it would be hard to blow their cover because I'm sure they don't look like you or me. They're not clean cut and wearing a uniform or a nice clean shirt.
Right.
What do you see? You guys don't have cameras now, do you?
No, we don't.
The
not
body
yet.
Cams. That's an expensive task, isn't it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a meeting right now. I have one of my lieutenants down in the governor's office of highway safety, and it's a grant. I think it's a 3-day long grant thing. And,
okay.
We really want to, you know, get into that. And you know, it's just, you know, the initial hit is, you know, it's expensive.
The cameras, yeah.
But where the huge expense is the storage.
The data storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then redaction and everything else. It's just so.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult for a limited budget to be able to,
right.
You know, carry something like that.
Yeah, because like you said, if you got a grant for the cameras, that's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is the data.
Yes.
And storing it, and then when people call and say, I'm a public request for this, you know.
Yeah, and you have to have somebody who's specialized in redacting video.
Yeah, you almost need a full-time person just to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So all of a sudden now you're spending another $40,000 a year just for that individual, if not more.
Yeah.
And plus the cameras, and the cameras go down, so you got to have somebody that can work on them.
That's right. That's right.
So it's NHP, Nevada Highway Patrol, they all have them.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer was telling me our cars have them, and we have them.
Wow.
And so, needless to say, because you've all seen videos, and I've seen videos, and so has the public, that quite often those cameras tell a different story than what the individual is telling.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm all for it. You know,
yeah.
I know my guys are out there being as professional as they possibly can be. It's
right.
Something that the sheriff has told them. This is how you're going to conduct business. You know, and then it helps with, you know, officer complaints. It helps with, you know, investigations, everything else. So, absolutely.
How many officer complaints do you get in a year?
Yeah, we get a few here and there, but,
not
you know,
many,
it
huh?
just, yeah, it just depends. I mean, you'll find, you know, many of them to be unfounded. A lot of people just don't want to get a ticket. And
nobody wants a ticket.
Right. They'll call and say, well, he was rude and he wrote me a ticket. Well, you know, what did he say? Well, he said, press here. There's 5 copies. Well, you know, you might want to take it up with the judge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And ultimately, that's the guy that decides what's going to happen to you.
Right. Right.
The deputy's just there to say, I saw this and it was wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. And here's why it's wrong, because of this code, and write him a ticket and see you in court.
That's right.
Yeah. Or pay it.
Yep.
Yeah. So you brought a press release. You're kind of working a murder case?
No. Yeah. I brought this along just in case. You know, in case you want.
Wants to know everything.
Yeah, we had done a press release on the 17th. There was a homicide investigation up in Kingman where a lady had been murdered in last seen in April this year.
Oh wow!
We got information that she was buried in the backyard of this residence. Our detectives surveilled the residence, developed probable cause, a search warrant
right.
with our SWAT team and everything else, and subsequently the suspects at interview had admitted to it, or at least involvement in it.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then, you know, unfortunately, the lady was discovered deceased and put
right.
into a 55-gallon drum in the backyard in a shallow grave.
Wow.
So that investigation's ongoing, and
right.
So yeah, I just.
But it makes it a lot easier when they admit to it.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And that, you know, that goes to my detectives. They're
right.
amazing.
And like you said, they've got to be able. They just can't go back there and dig it up. They've got to be able to show cause for a judge to say, okay, I'll give you a warrant for that.
That's right. Yes,
because a judge isn't just going to say, yeah, go check it out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No.
The judge has got to look at the law side of it, and you've got to have enough evidence. So
right. You know, Fourth Amendment issues you got to
right.
overcome, and so that's why my detectives did an amazing job. They, you know, surveillance and everything else.
And I think the sheriff was telling me you only have like a half a dozen detectives for the whole county.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. They're
that's not very many.
No, they're they're overworked. But you know they're very dedicated, and that was another thing that I don't know if you saw our press release a while back. The special investigations unit, our volunteer investigators working on cold cases, they're up and running. They're
solving some stuff.
They're working on cold cases right now. They're reviewing and we're hoping to get some good results out of them. These are amazing people.
Good. Good. Well, and unfortunately, with your budget, you need as many volunteers as you can get, especially if someone's qualified,
right.
Somebody that retired from another law enforcement agency somewhere else and moved out here but thought, you know, I'd still like to do something for a couple hours a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And call you up and go in there and help out with cold cases, because those are the ones that take the time to go back and research everything and see if something was missed or, you know, now with DNA... You know, you go back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, no one thought about DNA.
Yeah.
And so does that play a big role in your cold cases?
It could if it was collected, you know, depending on the case. I mean, if it's from the, you know, if it's a case from the 50s or something, you know.
That makes it hard for DNA.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, it may, never know, but that's
unless the guy's toothbrush was in the evidence box.
That's right. But that is what they're going to do. They're going to review every case, all the evidence, everything else, and see if there's any questions that were never answered.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, even the most professional investigators will miss something.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Even just getting a fresh set of eyes on something
right.
makes a huge difference.
Well, and especially when you have three or four volunteers looking at it, but in those days, it was one detective.
Yeah.
You know, one detective was working it. Now you got three or four volunteers. They're going to find something that he missed.
That's right.
Just because he was one detective.
Yeah.
And while he was working that case, he was thinking about the next one. I would imagine their caseload's pretty heavy.
It really is. Really is. And like I say, God bless them. We're going to try to get them at least one more soon.
Good.
You know, just so we can keep up on it.
Yeah.
You know.
And your officer, your deputies in the field are doing more for the detectives, aren't they? They're doing fingerprinting in the field, and they're doing some of that.
Yeah, that's always been the case, especially when I worked down in the Lake Havasu area. I was usually the only one on, and every one of us, you know, you're the only one on. So if you get a burglary or something like that, and it's a, it wasn't hundreds of thousands of dollars or anything like that. You know, somebody broke into a house and stole somebody's change.
Right.
You know, at the level of the deputy level, we're trained, they're trained to investigate. You know, look for fingerprints, footprints,
and now
follow up.
These things make it pretty easy too for pictures.
That's right.
Everyone's carrying a smartphone.
Yep.
And I can imagine for a deputy in the field, this is a very valuable tool for, you know. So when that, like you said, when that detective walks in the morning and he's got this case, he's probably opens up his email and he's probably got four or five or six pictures from the deputy that wrote the case.
Right. And sometimes the case won't even be forwarded to detectives depending on, what happened. A lot of times the deputies will, figure out who it was and take care of themselves.
Oh, that's good.
So,
if they have the time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're very efficient at what they do. They can write the reports in their car now.
Right.
We've had MDCs or mobile data terminals for a while.
And the sheriff was saying that the last time he was here is their cars have become their offices.
That's right.
You know, they're doing everything from that driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably replacing driver's seats, aren't you?
No, only when they're getting in and out, yeah.
Yeah, but, especially with that gun belt, they do a lot of damage to cars.
Yeah, usually right there at the bolster.
Yep, yep.
And another good thing about them doing their reports in the car is that they can be out visible.
Yeah, they're still out and about.
That's right. Yeah,
they're still out in the community somewhere. So if you see a unit parked somewhere, especially in the shade, he's not taking a nap. He's probably in there typing on his computer, writing a report from where he just came from.
Right.
But the public doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And you say, why is that cop just sitting? He's been sitting there for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a 20-minute power nap. It's he's writing reports.
Yeah, if he's in between calls or he or she is in between calls,
there's not a lot of that time in between calls, is there?
No, there really isn't. Especially in Kingman area and here in the Fort Mojave, Valley area, it's pretty busy down here.
The day of I was on patrol, that doesn't exist a whole lot. I was going from call to call to call to call to call.
Right. And you know, a lot of times there is some time, especially if they have an extra guy or two on. Yeah, the patrol, but, you know, it was still...
Yeah.
You know, calls for service, depending on what the call is, they take precedence over,
right.
You know, running traffic
yeah.
or anything like
so
that.
So usually when you see a deputy sheriff on your block, he's probably going to a call.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he's probably not just cruising. He might be, but chances
right.
are he's going to a call.
Yeah, or he could be looking for somebody or, you know.
Now, the sheriff had mentioned when he spoke at my Kiwanis Club, which is well over a year and a half ago or so now, but when at that point in time, he felt that most of the deputies on the street throughout the county had an average of 2 years' experience. Has
yeah.
that increased a little bit now?
We've actually picked up a couple guys here and there that had prior law enforcement experience.
That helps.
And, yeah, it does. But, yeah, I mean, usually, you know, it's been a while. They're just, you know, right back to the training ground
right.
that we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the guys have been on for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years. They weren't getting cost of living or even any kind of a merit raise or anything
yeah.
like that, and they get completely passed up. I can give you an example. When I was a field training officer, my rookie that I was training was making, I think, 30 cents an hour less than me, and
wow.
I'd already been on for 10 years.
Wow.
So it was rough. But,
yeah.
you know, hey, I've always been, you know, people ask me, why don't you go to the police department, you know, Lake Havasu, they pay
yeah.
very well, and this and that. I was, no, I'm a loyal person. So.
Well, and little did you know, you'd been up in this spot.
Yeah, yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed that sheriff chose me.
Yeah, we had a structure fire 2 doors down from my house last Monday night. My neighbor's house caught fire, and I was out there because we could smell it in my house. And calling dispatch and had a flashlight in my hand. I'm out there. And then the battalion chief showed up. And the battalion chief, his dad was our fire marshal at one point in time.
Okay.
And when he was a kid, he would help me with the toy program. When I ran the toy program at the fire department, I could always count on Justin Plummer to come in and straighten up all the toys ready for the next night for somebody to come in and shop and
right.
everything. Now he's a battalion chief, you know, making over $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you know, did you think that you were going to be there? I remember when he was hired at Bullhead, he came with an AA degree, and so right away you start making more money because you have that education. Then he
right.
became a paramedic, you start making more money, and then a captain, and now he's a battalion chief.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And he's maybe 35.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
If that.
Yeah.
If that. I don't know, I should text him and say, how old are you? But, yeah, maybe he's 35. So, well, is there anything that we've missed, Ed, that you want to cover? Any prevention tips, motor tips?
I just want to reiterate about the what we started out to talk about, the water safety. You know, enjoy the water, have fun, but please be safe. You know, if you're going to
yeah.
jump off the boat to cool off, it doesn't hurt to put a life jacket on.
That's right.
You know, it especially on a windy day, but,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt, you know.
Well, and your body, if you've been on that boat for an hour or two and then you decide to jump into the river, your body's going to take a shock to that river or
yep.
that lake. And you need that life jacket because something can go wrong,
yeah.
you know, and...
you can cramp up, you can...
yeah, exactly.
You know, and you're absolutely right. If it's 110,
yeah.
110 out and you jump in the water and it's down at, you know, 60,
right.
70 degrees, that's a shock.
That's a big shock to your body.
Sure is.
And so put that life jacket on.
Yeah.
And if you're the operator of a boat, make sure people put the life jackets on.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're required to wear it, wear it. And, you know, and if you yeah. just don't feel comfortable, wear it. I mean, I personally, all my guys wear life jackets whenever the boat's underway.
Right.
And they're the inflatable type.
Right. So they're not real heavy and bulky, but they're...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also, if for some reason they're rendered unconscious and they go in the water, they
yeah.
inflate themselves.
Contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Those are really safe. They're not too cumbersome, and I advocate for wearing.
But your guys are wearing them 8 hours a day.
That's right.
Yeah, so they need something that's not cumbersome, that's out of the way, and
yeah.
But those are expensive, but that's part of their uniform.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
What's a life worth?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
So yeah, I just love for people to you know, have a great time, but please be safe. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
And you know. I'll use the same line I always say, just because your boat can, it doesn't mean you should.
That's right. That's
so,
right. You
yeah.
know, if you're going to open it up, take it up on Lake Mojave, you can go way up there and open it up as far as you want.
A
you
Tahoe.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. Go way up there. Yeah. Go to Tahoe.
Or go in the ocean
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. That's where you want to open it up. There's
right.
no threat. And be the only one on your boat. Don't
yeah.
put anyone else's life at risk.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. People come out of coves everywhere, and
yeah,
it just it can be dangerous. Speed is a factor in some things, you know. And
take it easy, have fun, but be careful.
Absolutely,
be alert.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you came down.
Well, thank you.
I don't need a sheriff. I'll just have you back next month.
I'd be more than happy.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Larry.
Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad. Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Footloose, it starts off so slow. All right. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. My name is Larry Tuneforce. I'm your host. This is KNTR, Voice of the Free. And our show every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. I had lunch there yesterday with City Councilmember Annette Wegman. Well, she had lunch. I had breakfast. It was 11:30, you know, and good food, always good food at Perkins. And then Saturday night, there was the Women's Council Western Auction, and they gave out Perkins cookies afterwards. I was like, oh, those are so good. Mojave Electric Cooperative, you know, where they have that co-op connection card that helps you save money wherever you go in Bullhead City. And for Mojave, Mojave Valley, you know, if you buy stuff, you want a co-op connection card because you just save money. So pick one up at their office on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you happen to have bugs at your house, spiders, scorpions, termites, bees, and you don't want them, which I don't think most people do, call Barron's Pest Solutions. They'll take care of that for you. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where, of course, you can always drive any car on the lot, but you can also go and talk to them about a car that you wish you had that they might be able to find for you, or you can order a brand-new Hyundai, any color you want, and you can do that for under $20,000 a month. That's not a bad deal. G. Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa inside the Riverside Resort Casino. They're on the second floor there, right down the hall from the movie theaters. And if you need a haircut, if you need color, do you want to change your color? You want to become a blonde or a brunette or redhead? Maybe you just want a little tinting or a pedicure or body piercing or, you know, or body waxing. Whatever you want, you know, go see Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they're in Bullhead City, and they've got physical therapists. So if you need some physical therapy, you can go to right there. In fact, if you need physical therapy before you go home, and you might need to stay there for a while, you can do that at Legacy Rehab. And then, of course, they've got occupational and speech therapists, and then it's a skilled nursing facility. If by chance you need somebody that has... That's where they need to be until they pass, and you can take them right there. And you can take tours of the facility. Stop by and check it out. ATCO Transmission, an auto repair center in Bullhead City. Of course, they take care of your transmission just right in their name. But if you've got ACs or tune-ups or brakes, anything you need, Jeff and Joe up there, they know cars inside and out. So if you're looking for a mechanic, you need something done, ATCO. They're right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. That's our sponsors, and now it's time for a community calendar. If by chance you miss something here or you're driving and you don't want to write it down, number one, you can play the show back on the internet on our website, Speak Up 2.0. You can go down the left-hand corner and you can find the archive shows and you can play it back and listen to it. Or you can email me at TuneForce, TUNFORSS, @gmail.com. I can send you any of this information. If you have information you want on the show, you need to send it to me at that same email, TuneForce, TUNFORSS, @gmail.com. And coming up this Wednesday, the Laughlin Library is featuring a class twice on Wednesday, 9:30 and noon. It's called Stop the Bleed. And so many times people bleed out in crashes, in home incidents. And so it's a good idea if you want to take the time to go and take this class and learn how to stop the bleed. 9:30 and noon at the Laughlin Library. Call 702-507-4063. And they can tell you about registering for that class. Also on Wednesday, the PTA, or now called PTO, at Desert Valley Elementary School in Bullhead City, 2 o'clock, they're having their foundation meeting, you know, kind of starting it up for the school year, because school starts next week. Or you can call Desert Valley at 928-758-6606. We have a mixer coming up on Thursday night at Horizon Bank out in Mojave Valley. That's at 5:30. And it's going to be a fun mixer, and I think I can talk about it now. The first so many people that show up are going to get a T-shirt. It's going to be a white T-shirt. On the front, you get to write, like, Larry TuneForce, and I would put down Radio Central. Then on the back, if people have pins too, they can put on the back, call me, I want to talk to you about advertising, I want to be a guest on your show. They can write on the back of the T-shirt, and you go home, and you've got all this information on your shirt. So it should be fun. Mee Jung out there is doing a great job with that. Also on the 25th, the Freedom of Expression, the Chamber of Commerce in Laughlin puts that on. It's at the Golden Nugget from 5:30 to 8:30. You have questions, call the Chamber. You want to know about it, 702-298-2214. And I think they're working with wood this time, but I wouldn't swear to that. I could be wrong. There's a Monsoon Madness pickleball tournament coming up at Mojave High School on Friday and Saturday. And for questions, you can check out the website, pickleballtournaments.com, or you can call Ed Katoffam, you can call Dave Heath, 763-9400. Starship, the band, is coming to the Edgewater this weekend, 8 p.m. Call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Tomorrow we have Nick from Martin Swanee's in Kingman and Lieutenant Ed Ibisu with the Bullhead City Police Department. They're going to be here. You have yourself a fine day. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for Undersheriff Ed for stopping by and talking all about the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. Have a great day, would you? It's Monday. You got to make it nice.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.